You know, Zach Exley is a little hard to say.
I know. I've noticed that at times in my life. Yeah.
Welcome, Zach Exley.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you are, and I always get this wrong, chief community, not organizer, because that actually is part of your background, but chief community officer.
Yeah. So it's a job title, you know. But basically, I'm in charge of the community department, which is
Wikipedia.
A new department.
We probably should add of Wikipedia.
The Wikimedia Foundation.
Which is the corporate entity, the silent, growing, vast corporate entity with its tentacles spreading everywhere behind the...
Yes.
Not quite like that, I understand.
Yeah, we're just the nonprofit that you know, keeps the servers going for Wikipedia. But the community department is a new thing. I'll just cut to the chase. What I'm trying to do is not be an organizer. I sort of see my job as kind of preventing that sort of organizer mentality from growing up, you know, at the foundation in some ways. What I'm trying to do with the community department.
What would the organizer mentality be? How would that show itself?
Well, I'll start by saying what it's not, you know, and what I do want to do is I want to make the community department an environment in which community members can, you know, work full time or can work with access to foundation resources or access to some additional resources and come together in teams, either in San Francisco or in other cities, or just work remotely from wherever they are. But to create an environment where community members can actually, you know, work full time in a concerted way, in a way that they are not able to as volunteers, on solving community problems and researching community problems.
So who counts as a Wikipedia, since we can all edit? We are all potentially editors of Wikipedia, and there have been millions of people who've made edits of one sort or another. Who counts as a member of the community?
Well, like you say, everybody. But there are 100,000 active editors. So those are people spending a significant amount of time every month. And of course, there's some turnover in that community, but it's in that group. But that's a lot of people. So there's no, you know, there's not 35 people somewhere that constitute the community. It's this vast sea of people making all different kinds of contributions, most of which are, you know, totally not seen and not recognized, which is, you know, maybe as the community has grown so large is one of the problems that needs to be addressed. But you know, actually community is kind of the wrong word. You know, society is probably a better word because not everybody knows each other in that 100,000 group, obviously.
That's always been my problem with the use of the word community to describe much of what goes on the internet.
Yeah, right.
You sort of have to at least know the other person for it to be a community. So.
Well, that's right. I guess that's why society, you know, might be a better word. The reason I said it's that what I want to do is not, you know, introduce some kind of organizer mentality to the foundation is that. That concept kind of comes with it this division. You know, it's a division between the people who know and the people who have the answers, and you know, the experts, and the people who don't. Right, the people, the organizers, you know, versus the organizees, and another way that organizing is kind of seen is not in terms of expert versus non-expert, but in terms of like facilitator versus the facilitated. But who is this person who's coming along to facilitate a solution from outside? What do they have that people in among the organizees, what don't they have that this person from the outside is bringing?
So what are the problems that the Wikipedia community, which is 100,000 people, the shifting set of 100,000 with some a lot of persistence as well, which has a great deal of internal structure.
Yes.
Especially, I suppose, as you get towards the core of that.
Yeah.
What are the problems that they need to have somebody, they need to have a, an
that
officer?
They need to. No, that they need to solve. Well, that's the thing. The Wikimedia community or society is organized. It's solving its problems every single day. There's, you know, everybody knows how there's, you know, huge numbers of people who come and just kind of try to vandalize Wikipedia. So this is an example of a very low-level kind of problem. Somebody's messing with an article. Who fixes it? How does it get fixed? And there's all kinds of tools and structures and traditions and norms that enable editors to very quickly track down vandalism and correct it. And but then there's, you know, there's go from that low-level problem all the way up to more complex and interesting problems, like how do we choose who will be the next, you know, crop of administrators? Who's going to sit on the ARBCOM this year, on the arbitration committee, to, you know, resolve disputes that aren't being able to be resolved by administrators? There's a million kinds of really kind of simple and complex problems that the community is solving right now. We're just kind of at that stage where it makes sense to have some community members, we will hire three people and then they will sit here and be the people who get the big picture. But in a rolling fashion that we, you know, give grants and hire people for short-term fellowships or long-term fellowships, where people can really dig in a full-time way into researching what's actually going on. So the agency doesn't come from the foundation, really. And, you know, I think it's hard for people to wrap their heads around that, because, you know, with most nonprofits, with most organizations, there's a membership that kind of follows, you know, or supports or does the bidding of a organization. You know, Wikipedia has been driving itself, figuring out its own problems, developing its own rules for a long time. And the foundation has really played a tiny role in that. You know, in some ways, the foundation has played like no role at all in that. We actually did this open call, I should have mentioned, where we put banners up and we said, hey, if you would like to get involved and help us, you know, come do some work at the foundation on exactly what I'm talking about, right? Then, you know, submit your name and tell us something about yourself and what you'd like to do. And out of that, actually, we got in touch with two people who are now going to do a 9-week study of the Russian Wikipedia, of the sort of history. So it was, why Russia first? Well, we had these two amazing Russian speakers who actually, between the two of them, they speak like 8 Slavic languages, and one of them is a very long-time experienced contributor to the Russian Wikipedia. The other is a researcher with skills that really apply to the kind of telling the story of the history of a project. And so we put them together, and they're often working. And it's so I think a lot of this stuff, it's not there. There isn't going to be any grand strategy. It's going to be opportunistic, and that's been the secret to Wikipedia's success. You know, not all the problems get solved right away in the proper order. They get solved by people who are ready and willing to jump in and do it. And so the foundation did just go through a strategic planning process over the year right before I joined, and it's really important for the organization to have a really it was an open, you know, community discussion and everything, and the foundation came out with some clear goals. So like diversity was one, their technical performance, you know, keeping the site up, their goals like that, growth, reach, you know, being reaching underserved areas or reaching people who don't have internet access. All these goals are in the strategic planning goals that came out of that process. But we can't, I think what that process kind of did was just sort of affirm all the obvious goals that the community kind of already has in mind. And it's just sort of a focusing process for the foundation to make sure that, you know, everybody's clear on what we're supposed to be spending, you know, our money on and hiring our staff for. When it actually comes to achieving some of those goals, the kind of goals that the community department is involved in, right? Like growth and community health and diversity. I think we need to stay in the spirit. I think we have to stay firmly planted in that spirit that actually gave life to Wikipedia and has enabled Wikipedia to, you know, survive all of the problems it's faced and thrive into this incredible thing that it is today. And that is there is a lot of spontaneity and opportunism in solving problems. It's, you know, and I think we have to, you know, we have to stay in touch with